Audio article from Scopa.com.
Obstructive sleep apnea, stats, types, warning signs, and risk factors. Medically reviewed by Docelyn St. Martin, MD, triple board certified in sleep medicine, internal medicine, and pediatrics. This audio includes the following sections. What is OSA? How is OSA different from snoring? Major telltale signs of OSA. Diagnosis. Types of OSA and risk factors. At the 2018 International Conference of the American Thoracic Society, ResMed released some interesting stats about obstructive sleep apnea, also known as OSA. 75% of severe sleeping disorder cases, including sleep apnea, remain undiagnosed. OSA is an independent risk factor for hypertension. 43% of patients with mild OSA and 69% of patients with severe OSA have hypertension. People with moderate to severe sleep apnea have an up to a 15-fold increase of being involved in a traffic accident. That same year, Business Wire in one of their May articles reported that nearly 1 billion people worldwide have OSA, which is 10 times the official estimate, 100 million, in 2017. Mind you, Business Wire's figure isn't a wild guess. It's a valid stat based on data from the United Nations and the World Health Organization. The number of people affected by OSA keeps increasing every year. Most times, people who have sleeping disorders don't realize they have them. What's worse is that apart from the everyday fatigue caused by OSA, when left untreated, the disease also has harmful long-term health risks like stroke, diabetes, heart attack, and depression. Section 1. What is OSA? Obstructive sleep apnea, OSA, is a chronic sleep disorder that causes a person to snore loudly and their breathing to repeatedly pause during sleep. This involuntary and unconscious pausing of breathing may happen hundreds of times per night. If OSA goes undiagnosed, it could lead to work-related accidents, job impairment, and motor vehicle crashes. The disorder also sometimes causes adolescents and children to perform below par in their school activities. Section 2. How is OSA different from snoring? It can be hard to differentiate OSA from just snoring. Just because you snore doesn't mean you have sleep apnea. To know whether you have sleep apnea or not, be mindful of how energetic you feel during the daytime. However, because OSA disturbs the flow of breath intermittently, you may wake up not feeling all that refreshed and energized. During the day, you may observe that you feel exhausted and sleepy. You may also find that you're not feeling productive or mentally sharp the way you ought to feel. A second way to tell if you're suffering from OSA is to record yourself while sleeping. If you have a sleep partner, ask them to observe how frequent and loud your snoring is, and if you are making choking, gasping, or other odd sounds, as these are telltale signs of sleep apnea. Section 3. Major telltale signs of OSA. 1. Loud snoring. 2. Making choking, snorting, or gasping noises. 3. Breathing that repeatedly pauses. 4. Waking up several times in a night feeling breathless. 5. Insomnia. 6. Daytime symptoms and other warning signs. 7. Extreme tiredness and daytime sleepiness even when you go to bed early. 8. Uncharacteristic moodiness, depression, or irritability. 9. Inability to concentrate. 10. Morning headaches. 11. Difficulty concentrating and forgetfulness. 12. Waking up with a sore throat or a dry mouth. 13. Frequent nighttime urination. 14. Impotence. 15. Sexual dysfunction. 16. Night sweats. 17. Headaches. Section 4. Diagnosis. OSA's most notable symptoms include frequent awakenings at night, daytime drowsiness, and snoring. However, further physical examination and tests can help confirm a diagnosis. During the physical checkup, the doctor will examine the mouth, back of the throat, nose for swelling, enlargement of tissues, or other abnormalities. The doctor might measure the waist and neck circumference and check blood pressure to ascertain OSA's possible causes. Diagnostic tools. 1. Polysomnography, sleep study at a sleep center. 2. Home sleep studies, like those provided by MHSleepTesting.com. Use of an AHI, which stands for apnea hypopnea index, on which, if the patient gets at least 5, in either polysomnography or home sleep study, then it is required to be classified as OSA. The severity of sleep apnea based on AHI. 1. AHI of 0 to 5, no sleep apnea. 2. AHI, 5 to 15, mild OSA. 3. AHI, 15 to 30, moderate OSA. And 4. AHI, greater than 30, severe OSA. Section 5. Types of OSA and risk factors. Type 1, obstructive sleep apnea, OSA. This type of sleep apnea is common among certain physiological types. OSA happens when the soft tissues at the back of the throat relax and block the airways during sleep, thereby causing snoring and intermittent pausing in breathing. Risk factors of OSA. 1. Being male. 2. Excess weight. 3. Large neck circumference, 16 inches or wider for women and 17 inches or wider for men. 4. Narrow airways caused by enlarged tonsils, genes, or inflamed adenoids, which is patch of tissue deep inside the throat and behind the nose. 5. Family history. 6. Menopause. 7. Old age. 8. Sedatives, tranquilizers, or alcohol. 9. Smoking. 10. Being black, a Pacific Islander, or a Hispanic. Type 2, central sleep apnea, also known as CSA. This type of sleep apnea is much less common, and it occurs due to the brain's inability to send the right signals to the muscles responsible for breathing. People with CSA rarely snore. Risk factors of CSA. 1. Congestive heart failure. 2. Stroke. 3. Narcotic pain relievers, like opioids. 4. Middle-aged and older adults are at higher risk. Type 3, complex sleep apnea. Also called treatment-emergent central sleep apnea or mixed sleep apnea, a person is said to have this form of sleep apnea when they have both CSA and OSA at the same time. Risk factors of complex sleep apnea. Since complex sleep apnea is a combination of OSA and CSA, its risk factors are the same for the other two forms of sleep apnea. Conclusion. OSA is a chronic sleep disorder that can shorten your life by causing or exacerbating deadly conditions like diabetes, heart disease, and stroke. Your quality of life is compromised due to fatigue, weight gain, headaches, depression, and an inability to concentrate. CSA and complex sleep apnea can also be detrimental to your health and longevity. If you're exhibiting symptoms, please take a moment to talk to your doctor. It can be a lifesaver.
We hope you have found this article useful. If you are having problems with your sleep, consult a professional in sleep medicine. Visit SCOFA.com for sleep articles, tools, and to search for a sleep doctor near you. References for this article can be found on SCOFA.com under the article title. Thank you for listening.